So you would have that list sent out to students or something like that?
Correct, yeah. Or just have it very easy and accessible to read on the website. So when people go to the website, you can see, oh, here's what's going on right now.
You mentioned that it's very hard to get to Senate meetings. Have any of you been to Senate meetings or
absolutely
involved with that?
Right. You know, as you said, or as we discussed, neither of us have held leadership positions at U.S. On USG, and we've considered it our responsibility to be as informed and educated about what USC is doing as the people who are elected leaders. So to do that, I have been attending every Senate meeting I can. And any meetings that we can't attend, we've been watching online, which is it's great that USG offers those online. So I've been able to, and Walsh also, been able to educate ourselves and bring us up to date on exactly what USG has discussed this week. So if we were elected office, before we even begin the shadowing process that would take place before we take office, if elected office, we would know exactly what was discussed last week and the week before and be able to start exactly where it's being left off. And that's something that I think is very important to both of us. So whatever experience we don't have, we're doing everything to make up for that. And I don't know how much research you've done on what we've been doing, but something we've done before the campaign period started today, it has been researching other universities, other successful, highly competitive universities, such as Harvard and Yale, Columbia, NYU, Stanford. And we have been learning what their student governments do, what their campus does, what student life is like, and what works well, and then what would work well here also. And that has had a huge influence on our platform and our campaign mentality, I guess. So,
and what have you seen in your research?
I think one of the most practical things I've seen is something that Stanford has, which is a green student store, which is a store that sells to students eco-friendly detergents, eco-friendly cups, power strips, kind of things any student would use in their residence hall, but makes it so easy for them to buy it from a store that is environmentally friendly and get products environmentally friendly.
How would you implement that here?
That is actually something that is part of our platform. Ideally, and this is something that I'm sure people notice is common about our platform, is that we believe on focusing first on what we'd like to see. And then from then, you know, seeing what's realistic. Because I think unless you look at the larger picture, you look like years down the road, you're not going to make as much progress as you can right now. So ideally, have a place on campus where environmentally friendly things and products are being sold. I think something that could be implemented more sooner would be maybe during move-in week or move-in day or welcome week for new students, first-year transfers, all those students having either an opportunity to purchase these necessities online so they're ready for them when they come to campus, or maybe even something as simple as having a booth in McCarthy Quad or near some freshman housing, you know, first-year student housing, that sells things like this that all students are going to be getting when they're moving in and they already have their linens delivered they ordered online and stuff like that. So there are a lot of different ways. I mean, the important thing is to think about what we want. And in this issue, what we want is the opportunity for students to have environmentally friendly products. There are a plethora of ways to do that. And then the challenge, then the job of these positions is communicating and just talking with USC to see which one do they agree with. And not fighting with USC to get something they don't have, but saying, okay, we have all these ideas that are all accomplishing the same goal. Which one works with you? And let's do that.
So then to accomplish this, let's say you want to have a more eco-friendly university, what other ideas would you have then?
We have a lot of ideas, and I'm going to be careful about what I say because, I as you know, like, we can't promise anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can promise, well, can't promise anything, but one thing we can promise to do is to research everything we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I am very much looking forward to researching. There's been a lot of student interest after meeting with presidents of fraternities, sororities, and student organizations, which we've been doing for the past week. Interest in a lot of green things, such as solar panel roofs and better lighting and and just turning off lights before you leave, maybe starting campaigns to make students realize or understand the importance of being green, because USC does do a lot to be green. There are now recycling bins in most, if not all, Trojan housing. The students don't always use it. So we're looking into a lot of different ways to educate students. I think that's the biggest thing. I personally didn't recognize the importance of recycling and being green until after taking one of my GE science courses. So I think if we can educate students early on, maybe during orientation, maybe during Welcome Week, there are opportunities to make that a priority in the student lifestyle.
What are other highlights of your platform?
Do you want to talk about a few of them?
Sure. Well, one of the comments that I received a lot as a driver was about the wait times for campus cruisers, so we started exploring ways to make that service even more efficient than it already has, which has already had great strides since, he said 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, it used to be an hour wait or something like that.
My freshman year.
But one thing that during the research period, I actually managed to talk to my boss, the manager for Campus Cruiser, and one of our ideas is to create a cancellation line, automated text message or voice, you speak your call number into it. Essentially, we feel a lot of the wait time is due to the fact that people just don't show up for their cars. Campus Cruisers are required to wait at least 5 minutes past when they get there. And with this cancellation line, it would actually free up those cars that are, kind of wasting their time waiting for people that are never going to show up. The reason why we say that they won't call back in is a lot of times, busy nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it takes 15 minutes or so to get through the phone line to call in and cancel your call. So one thing I talked about with him was the possibility that he said it's very possible given the USG support and, assuming that that happens. But basically, if we could free up more cars that aren't waiting, I'd say we waste about 2 hours of man hours waiting for people that never show up at night. So given that service, then we would definitely speed it up and eventually make it better for everybody.
Other ideas for how to improve our university?
You want to talk about
Sure. Yes. Yeah, well, since we brought up safety, we have a lot of ideas regarding safety. Another one, and again, these are all have yet to be researched and talked about with USC. Well, some of them, like the campus cancellation line, we have researched and talked to the Campus Cruiser staff about.